Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Truth Nation, I got to talk about this because this is a serious situation. A couple days ago in the city of Milwaukee, I woke up to the news that a six-year-old was fatally shot near 51st and Hope, and Milwaukee police are investigating the fatal shooting. The victim is a six-year-old that sustained a fatal gunshot wound and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The investigation is ongoing, but, you know, people was tagging me in the family's post and things like that. And when I see young children, last year we had a lot of young people affected by senseless violence. And every year it seems like, here we go. You know, here we go. What can we do to really try to put a dent in this? And somebody was talking to me last year and was like, why don't we put a call to action out to the community? Why do we put a call to action out in the community and see how long can we go? How many days can we go without a child being affected by violence in the community? How long can we go? And when we talked about it, I just was like, you know, that's interesting. But last year we had so many young people affected negatively by senseless violence that I felt like we now hit in April. We have a situation where a six-year-old, you know, they called him King. They called him King. And I'm looking at the post and I'm like, what can we do? How can we motivate our community to really become active? And I think that we should start trying to make sure that let's see if we can go the whole summer, like without people harming the youth, the children. Let's see if we can go, if we can work to put the word out that harming innocent life is not accepted. We got to start putting that out there, because now what I'm seeing is people that don't care. People are putting innocent lives at risk. And it's been going on. But we always react like, you know, enough is enough. We go out here and we say these things. We make social media posts. But we got to start holding our loved ones and the people that we know that's out here causing drama, you know, drama field. We got to turn that around. We got to stop that at the root before it get outside, before it get into a space where harm is being done. And I'm not saying it's going to completely stop what we're seeing, but I think if more of us stood against it, when we see our family members acting crazy, like we got to shut all of that down. All that time for people walking around the house with the pistol and you see these people being reckless before they get outside and harm somebody. You got to start talking to them and say, hey, look, we ain't studying that. We on a new wave right now. We got to install that, because I think that what's being installed is the thug or the crash out or the ideas that don't benefit the group. You know, and I think that now more than ever, we got to start as people that live in the community, that live on our side of town. We got to overall say, hey, look, we ain't practicing that. We ain't practicing that no more. We not practicing it. It ain't nothing wrong with taking a stand before we see the tragedy. We got to start. We see these people, especially when they live in our households, they in our neighborhood. They came from somebody's house. We got to take a stand against the negativity, because now the negativity don't care about who is being harmed. And that's the problem. Gunshots are being fired. People are getting killed. People are running and doing this and crashing into people and getting out and running. They run into somebody's house. Somebody didn't open up the door and let them in. Is it you? Somebody, you may not even be with that, but you letting them come to your house. You're not taking a stand. We all got to do it. And we got to draw a hard line in the sand, because now we're seeing innocent children, innocent women, innocent males, you know, elders, being negatively affected. And if that don't make you take a stand as a group, as a people, as a culture, I don't know what. I don't know what can resolve it. We have relatives right now that we know that are out here harming the community in a negative way. Maybe not nobody having passed away yet, but we know. We know they out there doing something that ain't right. It's time to take a hard stance and say, that's not going to be tolerated this year. We got to do it. We got to. Because if they don't care about harming innocent life and they coming around you, what you think going to happen to you? What you think going to happen? Or they going to skip over you? I love them. They love me. That's my loved one. I'm a ride or die for it. Okay. I'll say this. I think we should start setting ideas where we go without the death of children and innocent life in our community. And we all got to do that. We all got to take part in changing the mentality that's out here. Because now they crashing out. Now they saying, hey, it's whatever. What did that mean? DJ Brother Z. Well, it's whatever. What did that mean? To me, it sounds like, okay, today is somebody that I don't know, because you saying it's whatever, you crashing out. Tomorrow you might crash out or it's whatever with me. I think that this is very important, Truth Nation, to listen to ourselves and what we're seeing. And we got to say no. No more. A young kid, 6 years old, they say they called him King. Didn't even get a chance to live. We got the article on this situation as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
A Milwaukee family mourning the death of a 6-year-old boy. Officers say the child was shot and killed last night on the city's north side. Durante Matthews is live near 51st and Hope with what we've just learned from police. Durante?
Yeah, Ted, police tell us they arrested two women related to this case, 40 and 26 years old. Family members tell us they're still really trying to make sense out of everything that happened, but they tell us that 6-year-old boy's name was Daquel Collins, but they called him King.
Seated on a throne, loved ones of 6-year-old Daquel Collins say this photo encompasses the nickname they gave him, King. Now his family tells us they're heartbroken. Police say the six-year-old was shot and killed around 9:30 Tuesday night near 51st and Hope Avenue. Officers say the boy had fatal gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead on the scene. Police say they arrested a 40-year-old woman and a 26-year-old woman related to the case. Neighbors didn't want to go on camera Wednesday, but they tell us they didn't hear any shots the night before. They only saw police tape off the block. Wednesday, Mayor Cavalier Johnson sent us a statement saying he's saddened and offers his condolences. His statement went on to read, "Let's be clear, guns must never be used or left unattended around children. Adults must take every precaution to protect young people, and that includes locking guns, storing firearms safely, and always keeping weapons out of the reach of children." Despite Johnson's statement, police have not confirmed what happened. Loved ones tell us they're still trying to make sense of it all. They say Collins would have turned 7 in just a few days.
Wow. 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 And lately I'm seeing a bunch of ideas where women are crashing out on the community. You know, women pulling out the pistol. Taking matters into their own hands, getting aggressive. It's not just the youth anymore. It seems like this mentality has a wide range. And so when we talk about what we're seeing, now we got to take action. Because we all seeing it. It ain't like we don't see it. Some of y'all just say, "I'm staying in the house. I'm not going to go outside. I don't want a lot of people around me. I'm going to stay closed off from it." But the recklessness, the neglect, it can still get you. Go to the store. You can't stay in the house forever. I've dealt with situations with families that then came on the show where people was just going to the store, going to regular events, and they lost their life due to the recklessness that's going on. Wasn't bothering nobody. So it ain't like you can avoid it. You could probably do well by staying out the way for a while. But I'll tell you this. We got to start making sure that we are doing our due diligence with the people that we know. And that's a lot. We know a lot of people. Our family members. Ourselves. Some of y'all pride yourself on how y'all act if somebody cross you. Y'all pride yourself on how y'all mouth can get reckless. Y'all pride yourself on, "Yeah, I wish somebody would. I wish a person would." Y'all puff up when it come to that. In defense mode. Y'all go around and then y'all wonder why the kids acting like that. Look how you acting when something happens. You're not using the emotional intelligence that we talked about on the show. How to take your emotions and curve them to make something positive happen instead of being destructive. I was telling Elizabeth Brown, I said, a lot of us, our default setting is destruction. We came up and having to fight and survive. So your default setting when you get upset is to react and defend and destroy and like tear stuff down. That's the default setting. A lot of people, that's nothing to brag about. How you could cut somebody down. A lot of y'all go around, yeah, y'all want to be the toughest in the room until somebody show up, till the landlord show up, and till the police knock on the door. To CPS knock on the door. Now y'all don't know what to do. All I'm saying is we got to be about that action, Truth Nation. And only how this is going to turn around is because of us. Because we said We're not going to tolerate it. We're not going to deal with this type of negative behavior, ratchet behavior. And we got to start telling our loved ones, I don't care what you do out here. And if you do something out here that I'm not for, don't come my way. Don't come to my house. I'm not going to have no empathy for you on the negative, if you're on a negative frequency. You got to tell them that beforehand. Look them straight in the eyeball and tell them. Some of these people that's out here harming the community, sleeping in your couch right now, they listening to the Tory Lowe show right now. I'm talking to you if you're listening. Change your ways, man, because it's not cool. None of this is cool. Little kids losing their life. Innocent people losing their life. That is not cool. It's not cool to brag about. Spinning the block. None of that. It's trash. Then y'all crying in the courtroom. Because it got real. Then y'all calling folks from jail when it got real. Now you don't want to lose your freedom. And you most certainly don't want to lose your life. It's not cool to be out here causing harm to the community. And if you a family member or a loved one or a friend, you're not doing that person a favor by allowing them to think that that's cool. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. How can we have a society where children are afraid to go outside and play? How? We can't. It's not going to happen. So I'm giving you the challenge. I'm giving you the challenge, the call to action today. And we got to start communicating, talking to each other, letting each other know. We cannot have this type of behavior. We cannot accept this type of behavior. And even from yourself, you cannot accept this type of behavior from yourself. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Double up. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Yeah, we've been having this conversation about the young king. 66 years old, that lost his life near 51st in Hope. And it's just one of those things where it's early in 2025 where we can actually work to reduce a lot of this. We can get the mind frame. It's not about who can do what. It's about the people having the right mind frame. The state of mind, the right state of mind, being in a space where you become resourceful and not negative. Stop letting negative people run the show. A lot of y'all allow negative people to run the show around y'all. They come around, y'all get quiet. You know, y'all see that they got negative behavior and y'all scared. you gotta stand up and say, hey, this ain't what we gonna do this year. This is what we not gonna do. Y'all know what you're, when y'all get some heart in your chest, when you start telling people, this is what we're not gonna do. This is what we gotta do it. We're gonna head to the lines. Tyrone, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Tyrone?
Yes, blessed, joyful, grateful, thankful to the Lord, man. My heart is heavy because of the young fellow there, man, and condolences and prayers and blessings to him and his family.
Right.
God bless his soul. Holy Spirit, guide him into the glories of the holy heavens, and you know, bless his heart and soul. Brother Z, Tory, Milwaukee, yeah. You know, I'll tell you, I'm 66, man. So, you know, 60 years on this rock here, long before this young fella even put on his first diaper, man. But it's sad, you know. I'll tell you, Aretha Franklin has a song out, and it's called "Got to Find Me an Angel," you know. And it's a tearjerker, but, you know, I was born in Detroit, you know, and I grew up listening to all my mother's and father's records and stuff there, you know. And it had an impact on me because there was a message and some sincerity and some real influence in the different songs, whether it meant you had to do better with yourself or it was a tearjerker or whatever, you know. But the music these days, you know, some of it's good. A lot of it, you know, we need to do better with. But listen to some of the old stuff, you know, and just kind of get within yourself, each individual, because, you know, being a felon, being a fugitive, harming other people, you know, you got to understand, God breath, like, you know, you're going to breathe your last breath one day, too, you know. You know, they don't want to go to jailhouses to eat the mayonnaise cheese sandwiches and stuff like that, because that's why they get out and run and stuff, you know. Well, if you're going to do something, don't run, you know, because you already know. So, but, you know, it's sad. I don't have any, you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm going to team up with you, even with my age here, but, you know, because I was out there a little bit younger, you know, but I'll connect with you so we can do some things. But, you know, just listen to some, you know, some of these people need to listen to some music there that's going to get them in a better place. And like you said earlier, you read my mind there. It's a better mindset. You were absolutely right.
Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in, Tyrone. Like I said, this is only one way to go, and that's up. And that's with our mind frame, the way we dealing with things, the way we handling things, how we use our emotions. Many times they teach us to be emotionally out of control. Emotionally out of control. And people, they are instigated. They'll fuel it for you to be emotionally out of control. But the popular thing now is to be emotionally in control. Have control over your emotions. Not denying that you don't have the right to feel anger or sadness, or disrespect. That's not what I'm saying. You can feel those ways, but how you react, you got to master emotional intelligence and use the right ideas at the time before you react. Think before you react, because many times certain things you do, you cannot come back from. You cannot, once you pull out guns, once you pull out weapons and do things, you cannot come back from that. And they got our community reacting in the most violent ways, listening to the music, listening to the negative attitudes, and people praising this person is a you know, a person that'll do away with you. They brag on that. You know, they uplift those kind of ideas, that death talk. And it's time to uplift life. These young children are not making it. We got Brother Love on the lines. Brother Love, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Terry, man. How's it going, brother, man?
Bless his Brother Love. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, Terry, man. I don't like the way, and I'm not saying I can't speak from a woman's perspective, you know what I'm saying? And I can't beat no woman at being a woman. I don't have experience in that area. But I don't like the way these women talking to their kids, man. I don't like the way they talking to their kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the way they mentioning and talking to the kids. I like the way, you know, they talking to other women. I don't like the way women talking to each other.
Well, what are they saying?
They saying, like, you know, how you gonna discipline another woman? How you gonna discipline another woman's kids? You know what I'm saying? You can't discipline another woman's kids, and then, you know what I'm saying?
It takes a village.
And then, you know what I'm saying? If you see another woman that's not treating a good man right, you know what I'm saying? And she not treating him right, tell you, a lot of these guys out here are real steppers. I won't even mess with them. Mm-hmm. And these women are just, you know what I'm saying? Just, They just being in their masculinity, and they're not telling these other women, like, girl, look, don't treat him like that. Don't talk to him. They'll just wait till something bad happen and be like, well, you know, at least, you know, you know, they'll just wait till something bad. But I just feel, I just don't like the way they're talking to each other and the way they're talking to each other about their kids.
All right. Hey, you know, I'll say this, you know, the mind frame is definitely something on our community that we have to make sure that we're managing well. And it's just one of those things that we can fix. These are things that can be resolved. These are not any, it doesn't cost money to fix. It just takes consistency and dedication and making sure that we're all trying to take action against what we're seeing. This is just simple. This is nothing that takes anything high tech to resolve. If the moment we don't want anything to happen is the moment it doesn't happen. The moment we want something to happen, we manifest it. So when we allow negative behavior to take place, it's not like you're saying, okay, I like this negative behavior. I want it to be in the front. You don't have, it's not a verbal conversation. No, when you allow it to happen, you're agreeing by being silent. Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You look, when you look away and not say, hey, look, this ain't what we finna do, because anything you like and anything you want to do, you speak up on it. You do. So let's speak up on not having the negativity dominate our areas, our environment. Some of y'all got a nasty attitude. What I've been talking about, that stank. That stank attitude. See, a lot of y'all think y'all doing something with that stank. But, okay. Okay. But you got to make sure that you're using the emotional intelligence, because sometimes you could put out a certain energy that could cause you harm when you're talking disrespectfully to people. And now you're talking disrespectfully to them. They feel disrespected. Now they feel like they got to do something to you to prove that you can't disrespect them, and now you got this whole thing going. When both of y'all could have just walked away and respectfully disagreed. y'all don't have to agree with everything. This is the one thing I see, folks, that if you don't agree with me, I'm going to take you down. If you don't do what I say, every you know, you make it pull that off with your household, which you should. But all of that stuff out here in the streets, and you trying to, you know, make people, bend people to your will, all of that, now you're working with a situation that may not turn out right when you cross the wrong person with that kind of attitude. We got to understand that everything is not life and death. Every situation, every conversation, you don't need to get high blood pressure. I don't have to like what you're doing. But we do have to respect each other and work together to make things better. How about that? Say, they say, how can we work together when we don't have the same belief? People do it all the time. If the goal is to manage the community to make it safer for the family, what do that got to do with how do you believe? It only has to do with your actions to help protect the community. That's it. Ain't no more to it. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
To fly away with me, gotta find me an angel. Who will set me free?
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we want you to come and join us for this great community event. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. All right, Truth Nation. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. We can do it. We already about that action. We already about that action. And I'll tell you right now, we want all the smoke with the negativity that's out here causing us hardships in the streets. Once again, we got a call to action. Let's go this summer without harming the youth, without another child losing their life. Let's work on that without another innocent person losing their life. Let's try to get ahead of that by talking to our community members, our family members, ourselves, making sure that we're practicing emotional intelligence when we out here going about our daily duties, working, taking care of our families, taking care of our responsibilities, holding each other accountable as a community. This is all things that we can do without, you know, having to have these big powwows and arguments and meetings. We can just make the adjustments just right now. You can make the adjustment right now and say, hey, look, this is what I'm about to do moving forward. This is how I'm going to handle this. And we got to get consistent. Call to action. Let's make sure that we do our part and making sure that we stop letting negative ideas rule and come to the forefront. It's up to us. It is not going to change unless we do it. So if you're looking outside yourself, you already lost. You already lost. It starts with each and every one of us and how we talk to our loved ones, our constituents, our family members, our friends, how we use our conversations to help shape the ideas that we want to see. Let's see how long we can go before the next child. Hopefully there's not another child with a life lost. But let's start having these conversations. Let's start talking to each other. Let's start communicating and opening up the doors for us to have room and space in our hearts and minds and empathy for the innocent lives in our community. And we got to start talking. We got to start walking. We got to start taking action. This is how it's going to stop. If anybody tell you different, they lying. But we got a story that I want to cover before we get too deep. If y'all want to join the conversation, feel free to call in 833-212-1017. Talk to text and the chat. A Milwaukee Eastside restaurant owner is accused of sexual assault. This is a story that somebody called to my attention. Police are looking for the 36-year-old Kevin Lopez. Milwaukee police are searching for a co-owner of an Eastside restaurant who is accused of sexually assaulting two people, including a teenager. We got video of this. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live. We got audio. Let's listen.
Milwaukee police are searching for a co-owner of an Eastside restaurant accused of sexually assaulting two people, including a teenager. According to court documents, a 24-year-old woman met 36-year-old Kevin Lopez at a bar on March 23rd. After the bar's last call, prosecutors say the group picked up a 14-year-old in Milwaukee and continued drinking at Lopez's restaurant, Judy's Cantina. This is right near Farwell and Windsor before going back to an apartment. At that apartment, prosecutors say Lopez sexually assaulted the woman and the teen while they were sleeping. Oh, a wow. Judge issued a warrant for his arrest.
Wow. All right, well, there we go. If Kevin, y'all know, I don't know if by the time the show started, did they get him or not? I don't know. If y'all know in the chat, let me know if they got him. You know, I don't know if they got him or not. This came out, this was brought to my attention that Kevin Lopez is on the run assaulted two women, including a teenager, said that they was having a certain time together. And then when they got back to the place, to the apartment, he sexually assaulted the women and the teen while they were sleeping. Both the women and the teen had to be taken to the hospital because of their injuries. There is a warrant out for Lopez's arrest. If anybody know who this person is, turn. See, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. When people see, this is the behavior. People out here deciding to cause harm. That we got to put, we got to start putting our foot down on these people. We got to put our foot on their face. We got to take control. It's more people. I always tell people, it's more people that want to see things work right. And the few people that are causing the problems are affecting the majority. And this is why the majority has to come together and say, what we got to challenge these people. And not confrontational to where, you know, you put yourself in harm's way. You got to be tactful. You got to be strategic. And you got to make sure that you talk ahead of time. Because sometimes when it's going down, that's a different approach. Once the tragedy takes place, that's a different approach, you know. But we got to get ahead of the curve by talking and letting people understand the expectations. And many times when you wait till it's a tragedy or when something bad happens, many times you have to operate in a different space where, like this Lopez situation, you just got to turn him in. He didn't already created the situation. Restaurant, they say he owned a restaurant. Now he got a cell waiting for him. Once again, if anybody know, have any information on the situation, y'all got to take action. Kevin Lopez, 36 years old. We got another situation here in Wisconsin that we got to talk to. When we come back, we're going to talk about this missing pregnant girl from Beaver Dam that was found safe. But this is a crazy story. This is why I tell y'all to make sure that y'all making sure that y'all checking who the young people are talking to, because they may be running off with somebody. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Everybody ain't your partner.
Why the f*** these niggas wanna go against the grain? Yeah. Why the f*** these niggas wanna drag it in the name? True story. Woo. I know some niggas looking who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple biscuits who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna have me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
It's 40, I got the 30. Shoot on, go, he shoot perfect.
I keep 100 on me.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Truth Nation, if you're looking for a new school for your kindergarten through 8th grade student, I have the right place for you. Have you heard of Milwaukee College Prep? For nearly 3 decades, MCP has been removing unfair barriers for children in Milwaukee. At MCP, they support the entire child. They offer pre-K, mental health services, nutritional support, intervention services, and after-school programs. This is in addition to our character-first approach to learning. And most importantly, your child will receive a high-quality education as MCP campus earned a 4-star rating, exceeding expectations on the 2023-24 DPI report card. Look, set up a visit at Milwaukee College Prep. Go to MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. That's MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com to set up your visit and to help your child get a high quality education. I'm proud of MCP. They doing a great job over there. Make sure y'all tap in once again. MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com to set up a visit. Hey, look, We got a story out of Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And this is why I try to tell y'all, this is not just a problem for one group of people. It's a lot of people being affected by this grooming. And we got a story out of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. A missing pregnant Wisconsin teenager. She has been found. But guess who they found her with? Guess who they found her with, Truth Nation? A 40-year-old man who they think is the baby daddy. We got video, if you're watching, as we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
Pregnant Wisconsin teenager missing for more than 2 months has been found safe. Sophia Franklin was reported missing from her Beaver Dam home back on February 2nd. At the time, police said she was likely with the father of her unborn child, 40-year-old Gary Day. Beaver Dam police say someone spotted Franklin and Day near Omaha, Nebraska late last night.
A juvenile that was reported missing out of Wisconsin is at Loves at this time. Her name is Abby Sophia Franklin. Looks like she was last seen doing laundry in the truck stop, and she is possibly several months pregnant this time as well.
Oh, wow. Sheriff's officials in Sarpy County, Nebraska, took Day into custody. Deputies took Franklin to a secure facility to reunite her with family. Beaver Dam police say a pair of truck drivers spotted Franklin and Day and called 911.
Hey. I give a lot of credit to the witnesses, to these two couple that came in here and you first of all saw this from a distance and thought there was something that was different about it, to be able to go up and strike a conversation and then to be able to do some research and compare photos. That's pretty good for a witness to do that and then to call the authorities.
Taking action.
Franklin turned 17 years old yesterday and is now 5 months pregnant. We talked with her mom this morning.
It's just been a nightmare from beginning to end, just knowing who she's with and just wanting her to be away from him. It's just repulsive is probably the best word.
The Beaver Dam Police Department says Franklin and her unborn child are both healthy.
All right. Hey, look, once again, that's what you got to do. You got to take that action. And like the officer said, that's just really good with paying attention to what's going on in your environment, for them to make sure that they had the girl that was missing. And I do missing all the time. Y'all already know how we get down on the missing tip. But I'll tell you this, we got to do it. The people, the police can't do much. They can only respond to the call. But we as people, we see things, we got to react. We got to start taking action. We got to start fighting back against some of these elements that's going on. Not only, it's not affecting just one race of people. It's a lot of different cultures and races being affected by this, what we call grooming. You know, somebody that's talking to these younger people, grooming them. This man was 40 years old, DJ Brother Z. Great Day.
That's crack smoking crazy is what that is.
He was arrested and taken into custody, and they think he the baby daddy. And they said she was at the laundromat washing clothes. See, they get the minds. I've walked into so many situations where when I found the girl, they was in love with the person that took them, protecting them. And we got them back. A lot of y'all be like, why don't we know what happened to the girl? Because when we get the girl back, she don't want to tell. Because they've been groomed. She don't want to tell. She don't want to say nothing. And that's the truth. They've been groomed, and ain't no telling how long this been going on. And I see it all the time. And a lot of people get up when I say we found them. A lot of people they'd be like, well, what happened to the girl? Well, sometimes it's an ongoing investigation into what happened to her in detail, because she may, or the girl may have feelings for the person that took her. The Stockholm syndrome is real. Especially if they've been groomed to think that this person was somebody that was helpful to them. Especially if they were having problems at home and this person came along and took advantage of that situation and then gave them things and talked to them lovingly and things like that. You'll be surprised how many of these young people are not getting the loving conversations that they need. And then a stranger comes along and this stranger becomes this almost like okay, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be that person in your corner. They grooming this person mentally. I can't even count how many times I had to wait a while or wait for the young girl to really tell what happened because of, you know, the attachment due to grooming. Somebody said, hi, Tori, that Beaver Dam girl wants to be with that man. Actually, I heard in the news that this is the second time that she ran off with him. And it's nothing. This happens all the time. But that's why I say that grooming is powerful. That's why y'all got to stay locked in. Because once they get the mind, it's hard. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.